In our new home, we have no time to get to know our neighbors, visit other villagers, take walks, or hold conversations with anyone outside the family. Social contact among the new people is almost non-existent. Everyone keeps to themselves, fearing that if they share personal thoughts or feelings, someone will report them to the Ankar. This happens frequently now, because turning someone into the chief can reap rewards and favors, such as more food, or, in some cases, life over death. Because of the extra food King brings home, for the first few months, life is better for us in our new environment. My parents, my older brothers and sister, work in the rice field, while we younger kids stay behind to work in the community garden. I miss my family and see them only briefly each night when they return exhausted from working 12 to 14 hours in the field. 3 or 4 times a week after dinner, the new people sit through an hour or more of meetings. The village is closed off to the outside world and even to other villages. Mail, telephones, radios, newspapers, and televisions are all banned, so the only news we get comes from the chief.
"What was the meeting about tonight, Pa?"
I ask, waking up from my sleep when he comes in late that night. Kissing my forehead, Pa says the meetings are the same as on all the other nights. The chief teaches and explains to the adults the philosophy of the Ankar while all the new people sit and listen. The chief preaches and reveres the achievements of the Ankar, the philosophy of the government to build this perfect agrarian society where there are no crimes, no deceit, no trickery, and no Western influence. The Ankar says our new society will produce many thousand kilograms of a rice surplus within 2 years. Then we'll eat as much rice as we want. And we will be self-reliant. Only by becoming self-reliant will the country be master of its own fate. The chief says the country will go through some hard times and not have enough to eat as it stops accepting charities from foreign countries. The chief says by all of us working hard to grow rice, we will soon be able to feed the country. At night, fearing we will be heard, we say only a few quiet words to each other before going to sleep. In the dark, the soldiers patrol the area, listening and looking into the houses. If they hear or even suspect people discussing politics, especially capitalism, the entire family will be gone by morning. The soldiers tell us that the family has gone to a re-education camp, but we know they have disappeared, never to be seen again.